Do you ever wonder if your life really matters? Pastor Rick says God has a good plan and purpose for your life. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called Live Your Calling. What on earth am I here for? In these lessons, you'll discover that real meaning and significance come from understanding and fulfilling God's purpose for you here on earth. This September, when you join our Partner in Hope family by signing up for automated monthly giving, we'll send you a special welcome gift as our way of saying thanks. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called, You Are Called to Belong.
You know, I remember when we have been building buildings here on the Lake Forest campus over many years, and as each one of them is built, I'll walk through them as they're getting built, and I'll see all of the carpenters and the construction workers building all the things, and I've noticed that it takes thousands of different pieces to build a building, but the most important thing is that the pieces have to fit together. If you have a beam that's a half an inch short, it doesn't hold up the roof, and if you have a pipe that's 1 inch too long, it doesn't make a connection. And if you don't make the connections, then you don't have a building. A building cannot stand on its own power unless it has connections, unless the things fit together. I've also noticed that when you go through a construction site, there's always a lot of other stuff laying around on the ground, spare parts. There's spare pieces of wood that haven't been used or spare pieces of pipe. And what I've noticed is that you can be a pipe or a piece of wood in a building, but not necessarily belong to the building. You don't belong to the building until you're connected to it. And that's the way some of you are. You're in Saddleback Family, but you don't belong to Saddleback Family because you've never taken the time to get connected, to make a commitment, to say, I want to belong here. I want to be more than an attender. I want to be a member. I want to belong. I want to be connected. I don't want to just be a spectator. I want to be a participator, and I want to be connected. Now, why did God choose a temple as one of the illustrations of what it's like to be in his family, in the church? Because in a building, all of the connected parts support each other. Now, this is the second benefit that you get in being a part of the family of God. In God's temple, I'm supported by others. I'm not out there on my own. I'm not a lone ranger. I'm not there by myself. In a strong structure of a building, we support and we hold each other up. In a building, all the connected parts hold each other together. And you know what? There's going to be some times in your life when you need other people to hold you together. You're going to need them to hold you together because you're falling apart. And if you're not in the building of God, the temple of God, the family of God, the church of God, and you're not connected, you're disconnected from the temple of God, nothing's going to hold you together. And you're going to fall apart. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, in Christ, the whole body, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, Jesus, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. So together, we all together form the family of God and we form the temple of God. What is a temple of God? Well, in a building, a disconnected frame has no support. It has no stability. And you need this. This is the second great need in your life. You need identity and you need stability. You need to be a part of a family to understand your identity, and you need to be a part of God's temple to get the stability where we support and we connect to each other. You weren't meant to go through life disconnected. You know, this weekend my grandkids came over and we were playing in the garage playing Legos because I got one of the largest collections of Legos in Southern California. And all my grandkids, they like to play Legos. You know, there's only one purpose for Legos. They're designed to connect. If you don't connect the Lego, it's worthless. Now, if you connect Legos together, you can build all kinds of really cool stuff. But if you never connect them to each other, they're worthless. It's just a pile of plastic. Just a big mess is what it is. You are God's Lego. If you're a believer in Christ, you're God's Lego, and you were designed for connection. And you were meant to be not just in the family of God, but in the temple of God, in the building of God, where we connect to each other. Romans 1:12 says it like this. I want us to help each other with the faith we have. Your faith will help me, and my faith will help you. This is what we call the mutuality of the body, of the building, of the family. Now, why is this important? Why is it important for me to have support? Why is it important for me to have stability in life? Because the number one epidemic in our society is loneliness. As somebody who talks to hundreds and even thousands of people, there are a lot of lonely people in this world. And they feel alone and they feel disconnected. It's very interesting. We have more technology for connection than ever in history, and yet people feel more disconnected, particularly teenagers. And particularly young adults. Since this is Worship Together Weekend, let me just take a moment, 30 seconds, and have a little heart-to-heart with my teenagers here at Saddleback. I would just like to say this to you. This church is far from perfect. There are a lot of flaws in it. There is no perfect church. But it is full of loving people who are willing to help you through the crazy years of life. We remember what it was like going through the teenage years. And there are a lot of people here who love you and would be willing to help you. And by the way, so would your parents. But oftentimes, they don't know how to get the conversation started. So lighten up on them and realize they'd like to talk about it too. Oftentimes, they don't even know how to get started. Now, the third description of the church in Scripture is that of a body. And you've heard this one before. The Bible calls the church the body of Christ. Look on the screen at this verse. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12:27, now you, talking about Christians, you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Now, what does this illustration, this metaphor mean? Well, we're different parts, but we're all connected, and together we complete the body, and we accomplish together what we could never do on our own. And when we do that, all of a sudden we find our place. We find our spot. We find our niche. We find out how we matter. We find our unique shape, our talents. And you're not going to find this anywhere else except in the church, where you find how to use your spiritual gifts, the gifts that God has given you. And so the third benefit of belonging to a church family is this. In Christ's body, I discover my unique value. I discover my unique value. This is your capacity. First, I learn my identity in God's family, and I get stability in God's temple. But I learn my capacity in Christ's body. I discover my unique value. Romans chapter 12, 4 and 5 says this. Just as there are many parts to our bodies, so it is with Christ's body. We are all parts of it, and it takes every one of us to make it complete. For we each have different work to do. So we belong to each other, and each of us needs all the others. Now, that's a very important passage. It says four or five things there. First, it says that the body of Christ, the church, is made up of many parts. We're all different. You look around here. Nobody's like you. Nobody looks like you. Nobody smells like you. We're all different. God designed us that way. God loves variety. Can you imagine if God had just said, let's only make three kinds of human beings? God made us all different, and we're all many parts. And notice it says everybody's needed. Look at that verse. We're all needed to make the body complete. Nobody can say, well, I'm not important. No, you're needed. You know, if you have a jigsaw puzzle and one piece is missing, what's the part you miss? The one that's missing. The one piece that's missing. It's what you notice first. It says we all have a work to do. We all have different roles, different ministries. And if all of the parts did the same thing, it'd be nonsense. Like, if every part in your body was an ear, it'd be kind of silly. So we all have different roles to play and different things to do, but we belong to each other. Notice it says there, so we belong to each other. Underline or circle that. I was going to have you turn to the person next to you and say, you belong to me, but that might result in a marriage proposal. So we belong, but it's true. If you're in the family of God, if you're in the body of Christ, if you're in the temple of God, we belong to each other. We don't just belong to God, we belong to each other. And it says, each of us needs all the others. In other words, what good is an eyeball if it's detached from the body? Nothing. An eyeball out here on its own is worthless. It can't see anything.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you ever wonder if your life really matters, or what on earth are you here for? Pastor Rick says God has a good plan and purpose for your life. And in his best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, he lays out an easy-to-follow roadmap for your spiritual journey, a journey that will transform your life. This timeless book has been reimagined for young and old, and now has special bonus features including a video introduction from Pastor Rick for each chapter, an audio lesson from Pastor Rick at the end of each chapter, and two new bonus chapters on the most common barriers to living a purpose-driven life. As you go through this book, you'll discover that real meaning and significance come from understanding and fulfilling God's purpose for you here on earth, and how living out the purpose you were created for moves you beyond mere survival and success to a life of significance, the life you were meant to live. As thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you The Purpose-Driven Life by Pastor Rick. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your very own copy of The Purpose-Driven Life hardcover book. And if you choose to become a partner in Hope with automated monthly giving, we'll also send you a very special welcome gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. Thanks so very much.
Once again, here's Rick.
What good is an ear if your ear is detached and sitting out over there? None at all. Has no value at all. It can't hear unless it's attached to the body. What good is your hand if it's cut off and put over on the shelf? It just withers and dies. You cannot be what God made you to be without a church family, without being connected to Christ's body. You can't do it. You can't fulfill your purpose in life on your own. You have to be connected. You have to belong. You have to be in association. You have to be attached to some local body of Christ. Otherwise, you're just a hand out there floating along, which can't do anything because you're not connected to the rest of the body. We need each other. And nobody could say that one part's more important than the other. Look at the next verse, 1 Corinthians 12. If your foot says, I'm not a part of the body because I'm not a hand, well, that doesn't make it any less part of the body. And if your ear says, well, I'm not part of the body because I'm only an ear and not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? The answer is no. No. All of the parts are important. Some are more visible, but they're all important. Ephesians 4:25, in Christ's body, we're all connected to each other, and a disconnected part dies. Let me give you a fourth metaphor. The fourth description of the church in the Bible is a flock. It is a flock, like a flock of sheep. We're God's family, we learn our identity. We're in God's temple, we're supported by each other. We're Christ's body, we discover our own unique value. And in God's flock, we're banded together. Look up here on the screen, Psalm 100, verse 3 says this. God made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Now, probably, I imagine what you're thinking. You're saying, I'm a sheep in a flock. That doesn't sound too appealing. I mean, because we live in suburbia, you've never seen a sheep. and you have no idea how well cared sheep are taken care of, because sheep are pretty innocent animals. They have no natural defense against predators, so they have to be protected by shepherds. You don't have to care for cows like you care for sheep. You don't have to care for horses or even chickens like you have to care for sheep, because sheep are pretty dependent. And let me read to you what it means to be a sheep from Psalm 23, the most famous psalm, most famous chapter in the Bible. This is from the Living Bible. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. Now I'm interested in being a sheep. If God's my shepherd, then I have everything I need. He lets me rest in meadow grass, and he leads me beside quiet streams. He gives me new strength. He helps me to do what honors him the most. And even when I'm walking through the dark valley of death, I won't be afraid, because you, Lord, my shepherd, are close beside me, guiding, guarding all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies, and you welcome me as your guest. Blessings overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. Now I want to be a sheep. Okay, now we're talking. Let me read you what Jesus said about shepherds and flocks and sheep in John 10. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. A hired hand runs away because he cares nothing for the sheep, like when the wolves come. But I'm the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, and I lay down my life for my sheep. They listen to my voice, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will ever be able to snatch my sheep out of my hand. Now I want to be a sheep. So, flock is a good term. I'm God's temple, I'm God's body, Christ's body, I'm God's family, I'm God's building, and I'm in God's flock. And why did God choose a flock of sheep as an illustration of what the church is like? Write this down. Because in God's flock, I'm protected and I'm cared for. I'm protected and I'm cared for. I'm not on my own. I have other people looking out for me. I enjoy safety and security because I've got a shepherd. And that makes me more confident, and that makes me less anxious, and it makes me less fearful. And I know that God is protecting me because I'm in his flock. Now, when is that important? When I'm being beat up in the business world? When my family or my marriage is being strained to the breaking point? When I'm facing a personal crisis or a terminal illness, I need to know that somebody's protecting and caring for me. Now, not just God cares and protects for you. In the flock of God, we help each other. And what you need in your life is you need some people who will step up to bat for you when you need them. You need some people who walk into your life when everybody else walks out of your life. Do you have anybody like that? That's what the church is for. We are to walk into each other's life when everybody else walks out. That's what it means to be in the flock of God. Now, you need people who will step up for you. And in the flock of God, God has created two kinds of people who are caregivers, two kinds of people who will step up for you, two kinds of people who will look out for you. The first is pastors. My pastors look out for me or watch out for me when I'm in a part of the flock of God. You know what the word pastor means? It's the Greek word for shepherd. That's what it means. Poimen. A pastor is a shepherd. A shepherd is a pastor. Pastors are to shepherd the flock of God. In fact, you want to know my job description? Look at this on your outline. 1 Peter 5:2. This is God's word to pastors, to shepherds. Take care of God's flock, his people, that you are responsible for. Watch over them because you want to, not because you're forced to. I'm to take care of God's flock. I'm to shepherd. I'm to be responsible. I'm to watch over you. Let me show you another verse. Look up here on the screen. Hebrews 13:17 says this. Obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say. Their work is to watch over your souls and they know they are accountable to God. Now, I'll be honest with you guys. That, to me, is the scariest verse in the Bible. It scares me to death. Not the part about obey your spiritual leaders and do what to say. The part that scares me is they watch over your souls and they know they are accountable to God. That scares me to death. Let me just share with you heart to heart here for a minute. The Bible says that if you choose to put yourself under my care as the shepherd of Saddleback Church, and you join this flock and you say, this is going to be my family, this is going to be my flock, this is where I'm going to serve the body of Christ, this is the temple that I'm going to be built into and sharing with, that if you put yourself under my care, that one day I am going to give an account to God for how well I helped you grow spiritually. And that scares me to death. One day, I'm going to give an account to God. Me, Rick Warren, will personally give an account to God for how well I took care of your soul. And you guys, I'm not that smart. And if you join this church, I beg you to pray for me. Because I don't think anybody's smart enough to pastor a church this size. I couldn't possibly care for everybody's needs, much less know everybody's needs. And yet the Bible says one day I will give an account for the direction that I led this flock. And I take that very, very seriously. It drives me to my knees every single day. And I am praying for you and your spiritual care, and I beg you to pray for me. Because as I said, I'm just not smart enough to do that. I need your help.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, over the last couple of years, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now more than ever, people need God's Word and the hope that it brings. That's why he'd like to invite you to become a partner in hope. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Friends, we believe that God wants everybody to be saved. And in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says, God doesn't want anyone to be lost. That means you'll never meet a single person in your life who God doesn't love and who God doesn't want to be saved. Now, if God wants every person saved, then we should too. And that's why I started Daily Hope. You know, there are literally billions of people who've never heard the name of Jesus. And we can only reach them if we work together. And that's why I'm asking for your help. Would you be my partner in helping getting God's Word out to the world, to the people who have no Bible, no believers, and no body of Christ? You know, there's nothing more important that we can do together than to help other people see God as He really is, and to help them understand the depth of God's love and grace for them. It's your faithful support to this broadcast, Daily Hope, that helps us tell more and more people about the transforming power of Jesus Christ. Friends, if you'll make a monthly investment as a partner in Hope, together we can broadcast this life-transforming message of the gospel through radio and through podcasts and online, literally around the world. We need your support.
If you choose to become a partner in Hope with automated monthly giving, we'll also send you a very special welcome gift to show our appreciation. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to become a partner in Hope. That's PastorRick.com or just call 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.